the doer of you, not the thinker of you. The doer is the man. The thinker is the woman. Because logic is with women, not ladies, of course. You like this part. You don't like the other part, right? When it comes, we put down the logic, the women are very offended. When we put it on pedestal, you like it. That's not you. We are not talking with the woman part of you. We are talking about the other part. Yes.
Because ingratitude is wickedness.
Is the left out the te part. That sentence is not in English.
Oh yeah, the
translation.
That part is not translated. It's missed. That the head that loses, a head from which the understanding flies away, what? It becomes the tail. In Persian, is that. So, if you want to make the correction, that the head without the brain, without the logic, will be the tail. Yes?
Because ingratitude is wickedness and disgrace, and brings the ingrate to the bottom of hellfire. If you are putting trust in God, put trust as regards work. So then rely upon the Almighty.
See? Here is Rumi. You will say, look at it. Look at the farming. Who is the farmer? A guy who works. What? A guy who has faith. This is what we mean. Plant something, then have faith. Without planting, having faith has no meaning. Planting with no faith has no meaning. Both are intertwined. Yes.
How the beasts once more asserted the superiority of trust in God to exertion. They all lifted up their voices with him, saying, those covetous ones who sowed the seed of means, myriads on myriads of men and women, why then did they remain deprived of fortune?
Okay, here, did it make sense to you?
No.
Do you know why? Because one word over there was sabab. And sabab is one word that we have to learn. Sabab is cause. When they want to talk about cause and effect, they will say sabab, asbab. Here he will say, oh, those greedy ones who really implanted the cause and effect, they are silly ones. Look at them. A lot of them, they came back empty-handed. A lot of them, they didn't succeed, means being logical and counting on effort doesn't pay back always. Yes.
From the beginning of the world, myriads of generations have opened 100 mouths like dragons. Those clever people devised plots that the mountain thereby was torn up from its foundation.
Do they have a limited source here? To bring you all the examples of the people who tried and didn't succeed. This is their logic here. They say, oh, this cause and effect stuff, look at it, look at so many people trying to do something without it. This is this side of the argument, yes.
The glorious describe their plots, that the tops of the mountains might be moved thereby. Except the portion which came to pass in eternity, nothing showed its face from their scheming and doing. They all fell from plan and act. The acts and decrees of the Maker remained. O illustrious one, do not regard work as aught but a name. O cunning one, think not that exertion is aught but a vain fancy.
A very logical, good good argument that look at the failures, so it doesn't help. Meanwhile, he went in Arabic a little bit and he talked about something. Some word which is very delicate and we don't talk about it too much. It's azal. It's referring to the before the beginning of time. There is a time before time. In that time, we made a contract with God. And God repeatedly will ask, do you remember? You promised something. You promised only one thing, not to forget him. He said, remember me. And you already forgot, don't worry. That's that contract somehow. That thing that we're waiting for. Azal is always referring to that time. Here they will say the division and the proportion which was made in that beginning of the time is fixed and will happen. Means the idea is fixed. Means the future is known to God. God knows the future, right? Does he or doesn't he? Any of you? Don't be silly. God is not a human being to know something or not know something. Knowing is a very limited concept which belongs to second step. First step is not knowing, then is knowing. Right? So ignorance and knowledge, they follow each other in us. Neither exists in God. God doesn't need to know tomorrow. God is enjoying it now. There is no tomorrow. There is no yesterday. It's now. But when they say God knows tomorrow, you're afraid to say no. Then tomorrow is fixed. If tomorrow is fixed, what the hell is he sending the prophets to? And why did he give me the brain? To put me in pain? Why the logic is here? This is a process. By being idealist, we don't mean that the idea of the universe was something fixed. This is something put in motion. And it's happening. And there is something else. Maybe it's the time to hear it. There is something in me which is different, which is exceptional. Something that doesn't exist in life. And life really doesn't need that. It's an adjective that normally is used for God. But I claim that I have that. What is it? You know that there is one adjective that you share with the creator of the universe. Don't you? You're not listening, are you? I use creator. The word. Creativity. Aha. Creativity that he put in us. It's in work. He could put it at work. It's his work. But through me. Through my creativity, my goodness, of course, none of you could make that beautiful statue of David. But Michelangelo did, didn't he? How did he do it? Why am I asking you? We should ask him. You remember what did he say?
So, I look at the stone, the statue was there. There were some additional pieces, I get rid of them. In a way he was saying, I don't know, he saw it. Because this is what inspiration is, art is. It comes from somewhere else. All of them will say this. Who are the rest of us, non-creative ones, to judge Mozart? Mozart will say, this melody, oh, it was playing in my brain. Suddenly it did. There is that channel. And we believe in that. We count in that.
Yes.